KVAK interviewed the high school seniors once again. We will be airing these interviews during the month of May.
This is Ian Kavitak of KVK Radio with our next senior under the spotlight. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I'm Oriana Mounsey.
All right, Oriana, you're graduating high school, so how's it feel?
Actually, it feels really amazing. It's just 4 years and 2 years. It's kind of hard to get all of that work done in such a short amount of time.
Yes, that's a very impressive feat to finish 4 years of school within 2 years. So tell me, how much work was put in order to do that?
A lot of online classes, and I had to work a lot over the summer, and it was actually very dreadful, and it wasn't like a lot of social time, but it was actually pretty great. So
your hard work has paid off, and you are now graduating high school here very shortly, so I bet that feels like a big accomplishment.
It does. I feel so, like, I'm amazed with myself. It's a lot.
Well, looking at your time at Valdez High School, is there anything you're gonna miss?
Probably not, actually. Probably not.
Just ready to start your next phase in life.
Yeah, I think like once school like ends, it'll be a lot easier for me to get out and do more things with myself.
This is Lori Brox, and our next senior under the spotlight is Jane Shari. Jane, ready to graduate?
Yes.
Tell me about your plans following graduation.
I plan to attend the University of Hawaii at Hilo, where I will major in marine science, and I'm thinking about minoring in art. And the main goal is to go and get my prerequisites accomplished and then go to med school after that.
How'd you decide on Hawaii?
There's obviously the location of Hawaii, and it was part of the WUI system, so it's financially a better option to go. And I also have friends that are offering me to live on their farm there, so.
Well, you can't beat that. Right now, you worked in Hawaii.
Yes, I did. I worked there 2 years ago on a farm, and they offered to have me live with them.
Wow, pretty good deal. So you got one benefit from working during school. So what about working or extracurricular activities? What are some of the things you've done during school that have really made an impact on you?
Well, this year I've been working as a lifeguard. So that's obviously something I can take to Hawaii. And I also took a CNA class this year through the school. And I'm hoping to get certified in Hawaii and I could start working at a hospital. Or I've also been talking to some of the people that live there and they've done a scribe before at the hospital, and you learn a lot of medical terminology, so it would really benefit me.
Well, it sounds like you want to be in the medical field.
Yes, I do.
And why is that? Where'd you come to that realization?
A few years ago, I started getting interested in the Peace Corps, and my dad had always been pushing me towards something in the medical field, and I was determined to not go that way, but it turned out that I was really interested in helping people, and the more I look into NGOs with like a medical association, the more I'm interested in doing something like that.
And lots of job options
yes.
Available to you. Any advice for young kids?
I would say get lots of volunteer hours. That's very good for scholarships. And make sure when you go to college, do something you're going to want to do and use something you love.
Thanks to our sponsors of Senior Spotlight, Providence Valdez Medical Center, Prospector, Alyeska Pipeline, Petrostar, Napa, Harris Sand and Gravel, Haltman's Equipment, First National Bank, Copper Valley Telecom, Church of Nazarene, Valdez Senior Center, Valdez Native Tribe, Arts Design, and Arctic Chiropractic.